USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is supposed to be a Democrat state. I don't think so.
President Trump revs up Republicans in Rochester, Minnesota, as he holds a patriotic Make America Great Again rally.
They have a very big surprise coming, don't you think?
Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh closer to a confirmation vote now that the FBI's latest investigation wrapped up.
None of the allegations have been corroborated by the seventh FBI investigation. Not in the new FBI investigation. Not anywhere.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who takes to the Senate floor. He's clearly had more than enough of Democrats who want more and more delays. McConnell ready to call the vote.
For goodness sake, this is the United States of America. Nobody is supposed to be guilty until proven innocent.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Ahead of the vote in the Senate, we are continuing to hear from people who know Brett Kavanaugh and his character. A female high school friend of President Trump's Supreme Court nominee speaking out in support of his confirmation. She's a guest on ABC's Good Morning America. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Suzanne Matten has known Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh since he was in high school. She went on Good Morning America to talk about his character and why she supports him.
Okay, so I'm here because I have firsthand knowledge of Brett. I was there. I was a teenage girl when he was a teenage boy. Spent a lot of time with him. He's not that guy, I'm telling you. Did he drink? Yes. Did he take it too far? No. He had aspirations even back then to get into an Ivy League school, to go to law school, to follow in the footsteps of his mother and be a judge. He was smart enough to know the consequences of doing anything that would jeopardize his dreams, to disappoint his parents. He's not that guy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Ham sold in five eastern states being recalled. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Ham products from a North Carolina company after they found listeria contamination, which did lead to one death last month. These ready-to-eat hams were produced by Johnston County Hams of Smithfield, and they were shipped to distributors in Maryland, North Carolina, New York, South Carolina, and Virginia. The hams weigh between 7 and 8 pounds and carry establishment number ESTM2646 inside the USDA inspection mark. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Yet another hit piece from the New York Times against President Trump, USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
An investigation is underway following a New York Times article that says President Trump received at least $413 million in today's money from his father over the decades, most of it through tax dodges, despite his claim that he was a self-made billionaire who started with just a $1 million loan from his father. The Times article piqued the interest of the New York State Department's Taxation and Finance, so much so that they've launched an investigation into the Trump family business. The investigative story documented how the president's father, Fred Trump, transferred millions of dollars from his real estate empire to his children without paying the appropriate taxes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.